Hello again, Audio Boo. Good afternoon, Dean Reed here. That's a different sign on, wasn't it? I'm walking across the moors up to Outer Edge. And I've come across a friend who I think he may well be injured. He may well have hurt his wing. Or she, I'm not quite sure. Have a listen. Crouching down now. It's a grouse and I think it's injured. I don't quite know what to do, but he was following me, so then I started following him.
There he goes.
He's going for the technique that if I can't see you, you can't see me. So he's just buried his head in the heather and you were following me, buddy. I'll try and get the microphone a little bit closer to him because he just stood there looking at me at the minute. Standing there looking at me, should I say. Hello? No, he's not willing to talk. I think he's just going to go for the play dead thing now. He's just buried himself in the heather. One minute he was like trying to come after me. He was attempting to fly, but all he can really do is flap his wings and flop about, really. What I'll do is I'll pause you now and I'll take a photo. So I've just started to walk away and he was following me for a minute, but now he's turned away. So I'm not overly sure whether he's injured or not, but there's not really much I can do because I can't catch him. Whenever I go near him, he was trying to like peck me, and then he would flap away. I was standing next to a rock at one point, and he just came near me, and then he started following me. That's how it originally started, and because ordinarily, as soon as you get within 15 or 20 metres of the grouse, they'd fly, run a mile. But he wasn't doing. So he's either inquisitive or injured. I'm hoping he's just inquisitive. Right. So I'm tramping off-piste up the moors now. There isn't any path at this particular point. Please excuse the heavy breathing, and because I was concentrating on the grouse, I'm hoping that the wind wasn't too ferocious. Whew. I'm looking for a trig point as I come up to the top of the hill here. Whoops, it's got a fly in my eye. Awesome. One of these thousands of flies there flying around at the minute. It's gone in the eye. It's not good. It's gone right behind my eyelid. He'll come out when he wants to. Anyway, with my one remaining eye, I can see the trig point. And if I make it to the top, please excuse the heavy breathing. Anyway, I'm just walking across a flat section of peat now. I'm not sinking, it's nice and dry. And as I was saying earlier on, or should I say, I don't think I was saying it on audio, but I might have been saying it to the man that I was talking to a while back. The last time I was here was in winter with my good friend Andy. And I'm at the trig. I'll read the info for you. OS BMS1771. So that's the trig ID. I've still got the fly in my eye. Awesome. And like I say, he'll come out when he wants to. This is a stunning view. And I don't want to leave. I don't want to go home. There's nothing wrong with home. But I certainly don't get this view out of the window. It's absolutely amazing looking down to the Upper Derwent Valley. I can see the sun shimmering on the surface of the Howden Reservoir. Clouds are moving relatively slowly, and they've thickened a little bit since earlier on. In the last couple of hours, they've started to thicken, but the sun in various places is piercing down into the valleys, shining, here's the word, crepuscular rays. My favourite words there. I try and weave it in wherever possible. Another one of my favourite words that I may not have mentioned, that I did manage to weave in the conversation I was having with the gentleman about half an hour ago, is vast. We're on the West Highland Way, and we were in a place called Tyndrum, and we were camping, and we were reading the guidebook. And after Tyndrum, you go to a place called the Bridge of Orkney, and then you go over the vast expanse of Rannoch Moor. And as I was reading the guidebook to Jay, Ray and Stevo, I was reading it, and all of a sudden my voice morphed into the voice of Gandalf. As you cross from Tyndrum to the Bridge of Orkney, you are then carried dry shod on the military road across the vast expanses of Rannoch Moor into the Black Mountain, the mountains of Mordor. So vast is one of my very famous, one of my very, very favourite words. Is that right? My way to say it is one of my most favourite words. I'm just a little bit speechless at the minute. I'm trying to talk. I'm also taking the views, 360 degree views. Absolutely amazing. The vast expanses Rannoch Moor. And whenever I say vast, it has to be said vast in the voice of Gandalf. Amazing. Being speechless is not good for audio, is it? It doesn't work well with audio, being speechless. If anything, all I'd be giving you was a soundscape of the wind and the odd tweeting of the birds and the tweeting of my phone. Right, so please forgive me. I will say goodbye for now because I'm going to take some photos and then head over towards a place called Marjorie Hill, where there's another trig point. But the path I want is just short of Marjorie Hill, so I may not head there in the end. Speechless, sorry. Okay, right. I'll say goodbye for now on this rambling boo while I'm rambling, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Vast.